Hannah and I have been faithful listeners to WUIS since the very beginning. We moved here in 1974. I'd like to think that we have the entire collection of fundraising coffee mugs from those early days. Our home radios are hardwired to 91.9 and come on spontaneously each morning to Morning Edition. Throughout the day and in our car, we cycle through On Point, Fresh Air, All Things Considered, and if we stay up late enough, a view from the other side of the planet with the BBC World Service. Some of our most delightful memories come from NPR. We refer to them as our driveway moments because they delay our exit from the car. A sterling example was the report of a dog who would search fervently for toads that he would hold briefly in his mouth and then release them. It seems that toads secrete, through their skin, a mildly hallucinogenic substance to which this poor creature had become addicted. We now watch our own dog much more closely during her morning and evening explorations. Or the morning that we heard that Yo-Yo Ma was giving up the cello to master a more ethereal instrument, the accordion. Oh, yes, it was on April 1st. WUIS and its NPR programming are a treasured part of our daily lives, which we would like to share with all who might care to listen. I'm Richard McDaniel, and it's the 40th anniversary fundraiser at WUIS. Please support this station, and thank you so much.